Stone arch. If I was a stone arch, that little stone in the center who holds everything together would collapse under the weight of all the pressure I feel. In second grade, I write. I make up stories about families with lots of children and pets who live in huge mansions, while I look out the window of our apartment waiting for the kids to come home on the school bus. In sixth grade, I'm now 2 years ahead of everyone else. I'm fitting the homeschooler stereotype of, OMG, you're 16 and you have a PhD! But the next year I start fifth grade, a step back or the right stone to add to the arch so it all balances perfectly. Eighth grade now, absolutely the worst time of anyone's life. Tell me about someone who is actually happy in eighth grade, and I'll give you one of my kidneys. Some friends stay, almost all are changing, and by the time ninth grade is here, every friend but three have been lost to the type of teenager living that horrifies me. I solemnly swear I will never be like them. But skip to 10th grade now. The stone arch is becoming precarious. There's even more to balance. I'm 16. I feel like I should be making out with a senior and his older brother's Range Rover. But isn't that just what teen rom-coms say you should do? And besides, kids who have Range Rovers are stuck up and I only like guys who possibly speak Spanish and definitely speak Italian. Do I know any who fit those requirements? No. But like the stone arch that waits for a human to place it together so carefully, I will wait for a guy to come to me saying, Iris, you're so gorgeous, you're so lovely, every supermodel is jealous of the beauty that you radiate. Meanwhile, I'm 16, and I'll be finishing high school soon, which means college. Wait, no, that's not right. College! Your mortal doom! Scholarships, legacies, trust funds, gold tongues, not enough zeros to make the cut. Smart? Sure. Pretty? Ask my Italian boyfriend. But is she right for a distinguished university? Not enough volunteer work, not enough sports, no team spirit, and she can't walk in high heels. She writes poetry? That's so charming. She wears clothes from the thrift store, but does she ever wash them? Too short, nose too big, GPA too small, should have taken calculus 1. And why the hell does she skip 4th grade? Like the stone arch, I will eventually fall apart. Each stone that I imagine holding me together will drop to the moss. And I will only be left with dust and regret, wishing that instead of building a stone arch, I had simply read a book.